And Happy New Year. It is 2017. It is 17 years after Y2K. If you stash things away for the Y2K crash, they're probably expired now. You can throw those storage things away. They probably didn't last. But anyway, it is a new year, as we know. And there's a passage I love. I have always loved this passage. It talks about a day, and this is New Year's Day. It actually talks about a morning, but I think we can talk about a year, you know, how God is new every year. But it's in Lamentations of Jeremiah, and it goes like this. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's the phrase from which that great hymn, Great is Your Faithfulness, came. So, Lord, we commit ourselves to you in worship, in your word, in fellowship with one another, and for your glory and honor in this new year, and receive our worship as a sacrifice of praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to sing a few more carols today. Just for this song, remember that women do the starting part, the men actually do the echo. Although you can sing whatever you want, but technically that's how it goes. So.
Bye. great is the Lord.
Dream of his glory.
Into the eyes of the lion, felt the courage in his gaze. Heard him roar my name with passion as I buried my tears in his name. Into the eyes of the Lamb, I saw love face to face. I felt grace destroy my sin as mercy flowed from his name.
See you.
Savior. Looked into the eyes of the Savior. I saw love stronger than death. I kissed the scars that brought me freedom. As I laid my head on his chest, I've seen I am. Now I know that I am loved. I've seen I am.
Thank you so much for who you are, and the fact that when we know you, we can truly know who we are. And God, as we come to you this first day in 2017, we just give to you all that 2016 was, and in each of our lives that may mean different things. For some people, 2016 was a time of joy, a time of good things. For others, it was a hard year, a time of sadness and pain. And so, God, we just give all of that to you. And for many of us, probably for most of us, it was a mixed bag. And so, God, we thank you that because of you, we can look ahead to the new year and look at things about ourselves and about the world around us, and we can decide to be someone different, and not in a way that is just putting a patch on a worn-out piece of clothing, but becoming something new. And so, God, I pray that as we enter 2017, that we wouldn't look back on 2016 and think about who we were and what we did, and in a unhealthy way, but that we could learn from it, and we can look forward to 2017 and say, not say I'm going to do this different or that different, but say I'm going to be someone that I've never been before. And we can say that because of what we celebrate at Christmas, Emmanuel. And God, we thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us. And because that you are the risen King, we can be someone that we've never been before. And then we can also know who we are because of that. So God, is, with that said, I just pray that for each and every person here that we would look ahead to new things and to being someone that we've never been before. And God, I just also pray and lift up to you the prayer concerns that are before us as we enter 2017. When I pray right now, God, for those who are in need of healing. We pray for Davina Schober. It's come to our attention that she has been in the hospital quite a bit in the last year, like many months out of the last year, and is awaiting possible surgeries based on how her health is doing. So, God, we just pray for Davina, pray that her health would be better so that she could have surgeries that are needed. We also pray for Sherry Sellers. This would be Phil Miller's sister-in-law. She lost her home in a fire about 2 weeks ago, I think. And I pray that you just be with her as she goes through that. We also pray for Calvin Risley. This is the father of Denise, Denise's dad. He's having many health problems. He has emphysema. He's on oxygen, has chronic pulmonary disorders. Just pray that you would be with him. And as Denise told me this morning, his health is declining. He's lost lots of weight. And just be with him. And also, Denise's cousin, Haley Smith. It came to Denise's attention that at 20 years old, Haley just found out that her entire body is filled with tumors all throughout. And they're not sure what's going to happen. They're awaiting more tests. And just be with Calvin and Haley, and also be with Denise as she's handling all this news and just the sadness, the pain that goes with it. Just pray that you'd be with her. We also pray for those that are expecting in our congregation. Pray for Alicia and Daniel De Leon. Pray for the Mike and Ashley Redkay, Anne Marie and Aaron Walney. Also for Megan Bradigan. This is a niece of the Walkers who has twins due the same time as Aaron and Anne Marie. We pray for Rosalie and Greg Pichiro. We also just pray for, just thank you, God, for the way that our church is involved in missions. And we pray for each and every person represented on this list. And pray for each and every one of us as we go about our daily lives, knowing that we are missionaries for your kingdom, no matter where we are. And with that said, we pray for Aubrey Eshelman, who this morning we will be commissioning to go down to Peru. And she'll be seeing Mark and Kristen and just be with her as she goes. And God, we also, as we enter 2017, I also, as I look to the greater world, I just think of the ways that the world is in need of your peace. That as the worship of Yahweh goes out on this earth, as your kingdom advances, we know there's pockets and places where it is not. And yet we know there are places where it is, in the hearts of people and in countries where your name is honored. And I just pray that your peace, the peace of your kingdom, would go forth on this earth in a greater way in 2017. And we just pray all of these things in your name. Amen. Well, it's good to see everybody in 2017. We had a lot of fun last night at the Christmas or the New Year's Eve get together. Lots of good food and good times playing games and talking. So it's very good to see all of you here this morning. By way of announcements, there isn't a whole lot. I do want to touch on giving. Being that we did not have church on Christmas, which was the last Sunday in 2016, this morning when we or having the offering, if you would like to give for last year, you can mark it for 2016 on your check or envelope. And otherwise, if it's not marked so, it'll be included in 2017's giving. So I hope that's clear. We just want to give people a chance to, if they weren't, you know, since we didn't have church on Christmas, that if you want to give in 2016, you can do so. Also, check your mailboxes in the back for the offering envelopes. They should be there. And if you haven't received one, let one of us know, and we can get you some envelopes. I believe that is all of the announcements that I have. So at this time, I'm going to have Steve and Timothy come up, and also Aubrey. We are going to be commissioning Aubrey on a missions trip to Peru. Aubrey was not able to go with her class trip from LCCS, so she'll be going now. So we're going to have a commissioning here.
She wasn't able to go with the class. Joanne and Timothy helped to guide last year. I can say last year now. How about that? And she's a student at, Aubrey is a student at Lancaster County Christian School. She'll be going down with Mark and Kristen and Kids Alive and working. Do you want to tell us what you're
doing? I don't really know what I'm doing.
She doesn't know what she's doing. But she'll definitely be at the children's home there at the Orchard and working with the children there, some of whom we sponsor. So, and Aubrey's leaving next Sunday and then coming back the following Sunday, flying by herself down to Lima, and there she'll meet Christina Thomas and then fly up to Pucallpa. So it's going to be exciting, and we're glad you're able to go. So if you're comfortable kneeling, we'll just send you on your way in prayer. I'm going to ask Timothy to say the prayer, Aubrey.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. And we thank you that we can come before you together in worship and in prayer. We thank you for Aubrey, for her family, for the Eshelman family, for your faithfulness to them, for your faithfulness to Aubrey. And we did not imagine that we would be standing here at this time and in this way sending Aubrey to Peru, but we are very excited for what you are going to do, for the things that you have in store for Aubrey, for the people that she will meet. I pray that you would work in the hearts and minds of the people with whom she will interact during her time in Peru. I know that you have been working in Aubrey's heart and mind, and I pray that you would continue to do so. We just pray your hand of blessing to go with Aubrey. We pray for smooth travel, for good health, just for a wonderful experience. I pray that peace would just permeate every aspect of this trip. I thank you for our church family in Peru, that we are able to send now a friend of our communities here, a friend from our community to our friends in Peru. I pray that Aubrey would bring encouragement in ways that she won't even understand in her going, and that as she goes, that she would be greatly encouraged. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would just surround Aubrey, that you would fill her now and bless her in her final days of preparation. And we just pray for protection and safety and a wonderful report upon her return. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Great. God be with you. Now please greet one another in Jesus' name.